So again, how would you say, I would like to see it?
Me gustaría.
Right. To see it.
Verlo.
Right. Me gustaría verlo. I would like to make a reservation.
Me gustaría
to make
hacer una reservación. Reservación.
Right. Me gustaría hacer una reservación. So you have me gustaría for I would like, and also quisiera. Quisiera hacer una reservación, either way. How long do you plan on staying? Would be?
¿Cuánto tiempo?
For do you plan, do you remember, do you think to stay?
Piensa.
Very good.
Quedarse.
Right. ¿Cuánto tiempo piensa quedarse? To ask is preguntar. Preguntar. I would like to ask you would be?
Le preguntaría.
Oh, me preguntaría. You just said.
Le. Le.
Oh, le. I'm sorry. Yes. Yes, le preguntaría would be, I would ask you.
Oh. Me gustaría.
Right.
Preguntarle.
Very good. Me gustaría preguntarle. Is that clear? Yes? Me gustaría. I would like. But le preguntaría is I would ask you. If you want to say, I would ask you later, would be?
Le preguntaría más tarde.
Right. Le preguntaría más tarde. Or I will ask you later.
Le preguntaré.
Right. Más tarde. Yes. Or I'm going to ask you later. Where's I'm going? I'm going.
Boya.
Boya, of course. So I'm going to ask you later would be?
Boya, preguntar.
You.
Boya preguntarle.
Right. Boya preguntarle later.
Más tarde.
Right. Boya preguntarle más tarde. Yes. I'm going to call you later to ask you if you can come see it with us tonight. I'm going to call you later.
Voy a llamarle later. Más tarde.
Right. Voy a llamarle más tarde. Yes. Or I will ask you later would be le llam. Instead of I'm going to ask you later, you can also say I will call you later. I mean, le llam.
Le. Ya llamar.
I will.
Llamare. No.
Yes, but you have to hit. It's only.
Le llamare.
Yes. No. There's only one hit, and that hit is the ending.
Le llamaré.
Right. Le llamaré later.
Más tarde.
Right. Le llamaré más tarde. Yes. Now, whenever to in English implies in order to, in Spanish you will have to use para. Para means for. But in front of a verb, it means in order to. Even if in English, very often you may not use in order to. To implies usually in order to. But if and whenever to in English implies in order to, you will have to use para. So if you want to say, I'm calling you in order to know would be para saber. Para. Yes. You may have noticed Spanish speakers, when they speak, often when they speak English, they will say, for to ask you, or for to know. Have you ever noticed that?
Yes.
Because they think that para means for, and since they use para also before a verb, they will say, for to know, for to ask you, for to buy it, or whatever. Because you use para in the sense of in order to. So, let's go back to the sentence. I'm going to call you later.
Voy a llamarle más tarde.
Right. Or I will call you later. Le llamaré.
Más tarde.
To ask you. Now, to ask you would imply here in English, I will call you later, or I'm going to call you later. In order to ask you would be
para preguntarle.
Right. Para preguntarle. In order to ask you. If you can come, see it with us tonight.
Si.
You can.
Puede.
Come.
Venir. Venira.
Right. Venira. See it.
Verlo.
Verlo with us. With us would be con nosotros. With us others. Con nosotros.
Con nosotros.
Tonight.
Esta noche.
Right. So, again, voy a llamarle más tarde. I'm going to call you later. Or le llamaré más tarde. I will call you later. Para preguntarle. In order to ask you. Or para saber. In order to know. Si puede venira, if you can come to venira, verlo con nosotros, with us, esta noche.